Obama is a very decent, brilliant, charismatic brother. There's no doubt about that. The problem is that he's got folk who are talking to him who warrant our distrust. Precisely because we know that him going to Springfield the same day Brother Tavis has set this up for a whole year, we already know then that him coming out there is not fundamentally about us. It's about somebody else. He's got large numbers of white brothers and sisters who have fears and anxieties, and he's got to speak to them in such a way that he holds us at arm's length enough to say he loves us, but doesn't get too close to scare them. So he's walking this tightrope. You see what I mean? So my attitude is this. Because my criteria is the same. I don't care whether they're running for office or running down the street. It's true. My criteria is fundamental. I want to know, how deep is your love for the people? What kind of courage have you manifested in the stances that you have? And what are you willing to sacrifice for? That's the fundamental question. I don't care what color you are. You see, so you can't take black people for granted just because you're black. We want to know what your record is. Where's your courage? What are you willing to sacrifice? That's true for white candidates, brown, black, or whatever, across the board. But at the same time, we also have to be accountable to ourselves in recognizing that we got a whole lot of these candidates running, and they just almost characterized by unadulterated mediocrity. You know what I mean? You think all the talent in America, we end up with these folk running for president? What is going on? Well, what's going on is that you need big, big money. So another question we got to ask for Brother Barack is true for all the candidates. We want to know where your money's coming from. Is it big white money, black money, red money, Catholic money, Jewish money? Who's running your campaign at the financial level so that we can recognize that there's always strings attached to how far you can go given the money that's in your thing? Now, this is true for any candidate. I'm not saying Brother Barack. I'm not for or against him as a brother. If there's any white supremacist perception of Barack, I defend him. If there's any white supremacist abuse of Barack, I defend him. Why? Because I hate white supremacy. You see what I mean? But he's got to be accountable. And starting off in Springfield, Illinois, is not impressive to me. Hey. That's all I got. He may come through with something else.
Let me just say, because I've known Barack Obama before he became Barack Obama, he called me last night and asked me to share with you that he wanted to be here. And hey, I'm telling you what he told me last night. That he wanted to be here. He regrets that he could not be here. Tomorrow night, I just heard on the news today, he's giving one big interview this weekend after his announcement today. Let's see what he says tomorrow night. But tomorrow night, he's on 60 Minutes, so we'll see what he says tomorrow night. Sunday night on 60 Minutes, but there you have it. I wanted to say that because I told Brother Barack that I would indeed share that with you today. Tommy.